This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A woman who experienced a wonderful, open, free society described as a paradise, not just by her, but by people that experienced it and outsiders that wrote about it at the time in Africa, who then witnessed it overnight be destroyed into an authoritarian communist hellhole, is going to be joining us, Melissa Tate, for 30 minutes coming up at the start of the next segment. But I wanted to air this extremely powerful report again that's at band.video in the Greg Reese section. Fauci's dead babies and mass graves from the past. Only has 183,000 views, folks, that he literally took children from their parents and murdered them. Murdered them. This will bring them down. The whole media is trying to prop up Fauci because he's the kingpin. Get the video and share it. Here it is.
The reception of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is clear evidence of a mass awakening. The people are waking up to see Fauci for what he is, an absolute psychopath. We've learned of how he directed experiments at the NIAID in which beagles had their vocal cords removed and their heads enclosed in cages where sand fleas ate them alive. And we've learned of how he fraudulently used PCR tests to illegitimately push a known deadly drug upon tens of thousands of people. And many are now learning that in 1992, under the direction of Anthony Fauci, the NIAID funded drug trials on HIV-positive children. Although many of the children were healthy and asymptomatic, they had merely tested positive via faulty PCR tests administered through New York's Child Welfare Department, who then handed them over to the deadly experiments. Most of the drugs being tested on the children were already known to cause deformities, organ failure, brain damage, and other lethal side effects. And yet, the children were required to continue with the drugs regardless of negative side effects. Those administering the drugs were explicitly told that all adverse side effects they witnessed in the children were being caused by the HIV infection and not the drugs. When parents refused to consent to these barbaric trials, Children's Services took their kids and placed them with foster families or children's homes where participation in the trial would be assured. When the children resisted the deadly drugs, they were brought to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where plastic tubes were surgically inserted into their stomachs, and the deadly drugs they were trying to escape were pumped directly into their bodies. Once the children died, their bodies were added to a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York, a large pit with astroturf thrown over it. To get around the Nuremberg Code and other laws, the state of New York created a special review board comprised of the hospital stakeholders. One may wonder, other than torturing and killing innocent children, what were they trying to accomplish? They already knew of the negative side effects that these drugs were having on adults. But the more we learn about Anthony Fauci, the more we realize that he is an absolute psychopath. And it doesn't matter why psychopaths do what they do. Fauci and his criminal cohorts belong in cages, at the very least. Anthony Fauci is just one old crook in a massive conspiracy that is aggressively pushing to inject everyone's children with the new deadly and debilitating mRNA experimental jabs, whether you like it or not. Going after Fauci is a drop in the bucket, but at least it's a start. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right. We come back. Melissa Tate is going to lay it all out for us in 60 seconds. Stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Tate joins us. She's a Christian conservative author, activist, political commentator, and social media influencer. Born and raised in Africa in Zimbabwe, Melissa came to the United States at the age of 19 to attend college, where she earned a degree in business administration after working for a large bank for 3 years as an investment advisor. Melissa started her own business. By the age of 27, Tate had a thriving small business with several employees. In recent years, Melissa has been making a transition from business to political activism. She is married to her college sweetheart and is today a mother of three. RealMelissaTate.com and The Right Melissa on Twitter. And she has a lot of courage and is pro-free speech and has defended us when we've been under attack. We really appreciate her. And she's been on a few times before. She's only got 2 segments. We wish she had longer. We know she's a busy, hardworking lady. But I've heard you on other shows, because I'm a fan, I follow you. I've heard you talk about Zimbabwe and your experience. And I've read about that. I've seen some of the film. It was like Hawaii, as that was described. Paradise, super low crime, happy people, folks getting highly educated. I mean, a real example, real oasis, and then destroyed basically overnight by Robert Mugabe. And you draw parallels to that to here. And what we saw in Venezuela, also rich. In the 60s, Venezuela had more money per capita than Americans. Now it's a hellhole. Same story over and over again. And so it really concerns you because you love America so much. I'm putting words in your mouth, but I've heard you speak to this. Please recap that for folks that haven't heard your story, because it's really informative.
Yeah, absolutely. So I came to the United States when I was 19 years old, and I came from Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe growing up was a great country. You know, it was actually known as the breadbasket of Africa because we were exporting food to regions. The entire southern African region depended on Zimbabwe for agricultural products and food and so forth. So Zimbabwe was nicknamed the breadbasket of Africa. And we used to supply flowers and all kinds of agricultural products even to Europe. You know, we had flights leaving Zimbabwe every day to Europe just with flowers, for example. So Zimbabwe was just this beautiful country, cosmopolitan. I mean, when I went to school, I went to a private school, and I went to a school with people from all over the world. I'm talking Sweden, Yugoslavia, Botswana, South Africa, people from all over the world, Australia. So a lot of people migrated to Zimbabwe and lived there because it was such a great country to live in. It was very peaceful. I used to walk miles to school, even as a young child. Never had any issues. Very peaceful, very open-minded, very cosmopolitan. Great weather. They say it has the best climate in the world, you know, till today. You know, we have 82-degree days pretty much every day, and our winters are like 75 degrees. So it was just great growing up there. I could never have asked to live anywhere else but in Zimbabwe.
And describe what you witnessed in the time frame growing up of it going from, I mean, I've heard it described as Westerners that live there as like Hawaii and just being this paradise and then now just destroyed.
Well, it's actually a lot like South Florida is what I would describe it as. You know, we have actually, when I go to South Florida, it's so reminiscent of Harare, which is where I grew up, the capital city. You know, the palm trees, the bungalows, beautiful streets, you know, lined with palm trees and so forth. So, you know, it was a great country. Yeah, beautiful pictures you're showing over there, jacaranda trees, purple trees. And it was just an amazing place to grow up. And then gradually, I mean, it happened over a 20-year period. So when I look at what's going on right now in America, you know, you may not feel like this is something that is happening now, but it is something that is going to take some time. It may take 5 years, 10 years before you actually see a total collapse like we saw in Zimbabwe. Because it started gradually, probably in the early 90s, now looking back in retrospect, because I was young. But now looking back in retrospect, I started realizing how, you know, the IMF, you know, had come in and they had this economic structural redevelopment plan that they instituted in Zimbabwe, where they basically were encouraging Zimbabwe to devalue their currency, you know, in exchange for all this funding that they were going to give Zimbabwe. So already in the 90s, I started to hear, you know, older family members complaining about inflation and so forth. But it wasn't so bad until it hit. Probably 2002 is when we started to see real hyperinflation. I mean, I remember when I was first coming to Zimbabwe, because in the earlier on, like maybe in the early 90s, the Zimbabwean dollar was so strong. I mean, it was even stronger than the US dollar, because it was 1:1 with the British pound, probably in the 80s. In the 90s, you know, people were complaining because it was like 1:10, which, you know, that was a big jump. And then by the time I was coming to the United States, it was now one U.S. dollar was now about 35 U.S. dollars. And people were totally freaking out because we were not used to that. You know, $35 for every Zimbabwean, for every U.S. dollar. And then now you fast forward from that point when I started leaving for Zimbabwe, it was really hard for my mother to even get U.S. dollars from the bank. So people had to go to the black market. So the bank rate would be $35 for one U.S. dollar, but then on the black market, it would be like $150, which is ridiculous. $150 of your own money to get one U.S. dollar. And that was a lot of money back then. And then you fast forward within like 2 years, it went to like from one U.S. dollar is $35 to like one U.S. dollar is now $1,000. You know, and then, and so on, until it became, like you're showing, that $100 trillion note, to where one U.S. dollar, you needed to have something like 500 million Zimbabwean dollars. And that's how quickly the currency just devalued. It was almost like it happened overnight. I mean, I remember being in the store with my mom, and we are putting groceries in the cart. And by the time we get to the checkout, the checkout lady tells us that the price has changed. It's gone up. And that's how quickly the prices were changing. You're literally shopping in the supermarket. When you get to checkout, the price has to be readjusted because that's how quickly the inflation was. So I looked at the percentage before I came on, and I see different percentages that were estimated of percentage of inflation. One of the ones that I saw was something like 750 million percent inflation. So as you can imagine, people were losing everything. I mean, I remember even my mother, she had investments like in, you know, she had stocks, she had life insurance, she had all these types of, you know, things that she had saved for in her lifetime, her retirement account. It all came to nothing, literally. Like, you could literally go buy a bag of groceries with your life savings.
So when you hear Biden and the private central bank, the Federal Reserve, and all of them saying inflation's actually good, but historically it never is. And what happened in Weimar Germany, where people would pay for their dinner at the beginning of dinner because it might be 20, 30, 40% more in just a few hours, you experienced what Weimar Germany, which we know what that brought in, You experienced that yourself. What is it like now to be a successful American, the American dream, exactly the type of immigrant we want, amazing person, to see now another country you love being destroyed?
Well, Alex, this is what makes me speak up, because I don't want to see what happened to Zimbabwe happen in the United States. And sadly, I'm starting to see the parallels. you know, just listening to Biden and the Democrats is literally like deja vu taking place, because I hear them talking about printing all this money. And that's exactly what was happening leading up to the economic collapse that we had in Zimbabwe, is the spending, reckless spending, printing of money out the wazoo. So it's just really hard to watch, because I'm seeing so many parallels from what was happening leading up to what happened in Zimbabwe. And I just want to warn Americans, you know, because one of the things that I learned from that situation was that having tangible assets is what really is going to save you from this. Because the one thing that survived from my mom's life savings was the one little property that she had. You know, and that never went away until today. You know, she still has it. And when you think about all the other investments that she had, they came to nothing, you know. So that's a learning experience. That was a learning experience.
Absolutely. Well, we're learning through your experience. Melissa, take one more segment with you, and we'll talk about what's currently happening in the world and your ideas to get us out of it straight ahead. Stay with us.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Melissa Tate is riding the shotgun with us till 45 after. Then I'm going to hit all the other world news and information that's breaking. There's a lot of it at InfoWars.com. I put the headline up this morning. The Fourth Reich is here. Germany announces new lockdowns, forced injections to start February 1st. That is so huge. Paul Watson put a new video out at Band.Video just minutes ago titled Germany Has Fallen. We're going to air that after Tate leaves us, but this is really big historic stuff. And people will go, oh, well, it's just third world countries like Venezuela or Mexico or Zimbabwe that have this. No, the same central banks, the same globalist forces go in, they get leaders that will do this, and then for the first few years, and you heard her, it took 20 for it really to get to where it ended, where it took $1 trillion for a loaf of bread or whatever, they would buy up real things with the money they printed to take control. Then they leave you with all the inflation, the devaluation, and it destroys poor people in the middle class. So what she's saying isn't just a warning. It's the same globalist groups now doing it to us. That they know they're destroying our countries. They know they're destroying our futures. This is the Great Reset. Melissa, your view on the Great Reset and what's currently happening in America and the culture wars and how they're all trying to make us fight with each other. Isn't that just the British Empire divide and conquer strategy over and over again?
Absolutely, it is. And you, the thing is, what's happening here is the exact same thing that happened in Zimbabwe, the divide and conquer narrative. Like, I go into the race issue with what happened in Zimbabwe. Is there's a strong parallel to what's going on right now. You see the demonization of white people is the exact same thing that happened in Zimbabwe leading up to the collapse. And really, the collapse was triggered by that demonization of the white farmers in Zimbabwe. And those were the people that were producers. They were the producers of the agricultural industry. So when that completely fell apart, when they were scapegoated for all the problems that were happening in the country, because basically, I mean, you had corrupt government that was taking people's pension funds, taking people's money. And when people started to wake up to it and start living in poverty, they started to question it and started going after the government. And instead of taking ownership of their own failed policies, they just shifted the attention over to the white farmers and scapegoated them and said, well, your problem is not us. Your problem is the white farmers. They took all your land. They took. So that's when that rhetoric started coming. And that rhetoric didn't exist, you know, prior to that. Because when Mugabe came into power, he was very welcoming to the white community. And so when I grew up in Zimbabwe, there was really no, like, racial contention or people were, you know, the attitude was we're going to move forward from colonization and all these colonial years that we've been through, but we're going to look forward. We're going to look to the future. And that was the narrative, you know, for the longest time that I was growing up there. And then all of a sudden there's a shift. Oh, it's the white people. They're the problem. They're the reason why the country's falling apart. And then everybody turns the attention to the white farmers as the root of all the problems in Zimbabwe. And it simply wasn't true.
And then for those that don't know, there was an ethnic cleansing that took place. And the very same Communist International Forces have now done that in South Africa. And they're now trying to run those same ideas in Europe and here. And it's the most powerful banks and families. Again, they're going to loot everybody and then make it a racial issue. This is a tried and trusted game. Do you think they'll be able to replay this yet again and do it again?
Well, I see it happening right now in the United States. They've basically instituted critical race theory in every sphere of American culture. When you're looking at every sphere of influence, you're talking education, media, entertainment, sports, you know, education, everything. Every sphere of influence right now is now riddled with critical race theory. And it seems like that is the operating system that they're using to take down America. Because everything that you see happening is being filtered through this critical race theory narrative that it's the white people that are bad. It's the reason why everything is, falling apart. It's white people. It's white people. It's white people. And you see that it's a tactic that, you know, Marxists have always used. So they exploit whatever division they can exploit in any country.
Exactly. And that's what I want to be clear about. The Marxists don't want groups working together and people promoting prosperity because then they can't control you. And so it wasn't, quote, mainly white people that were owning things or running things in Venezuela, but it was still the landowners, the wealthy people. They were really just the upper middle class and the folks that lived there and cared and managed things and built things. And then over a few decades, they took it all away, and now it's all destroyed and collapsed. So this is communist ideology. It's done over and over and over again. They're running the exact same play here in America today. And we're just showing footage in ASU, where they're saying they don't want Kyle Rittenhouse to go to Arizona State University, even though he's already been unenrolled there months ago. And they're communists saying, Kyle Rittenhouse killed brown people. We don't want to murder. Well, he didn't kill brown people. And then they go on to chant, death to America. I mean, my God, these people are the plague. They are cancer.
It's pure communism, Alex. That's what it is. I mean, now I just started to connect all the dots when I started to see it happening here in the United States. Because when I came to the United States 18 years ago, the race issue was never even an issue at all. Like, you would never turn on the TV and start to hear about racism and all this stuff. This is something that started to creep in, and probably in the second term of Obama is when I started to notice it. And and then the left just took it into overdrive during Trump. And that's when I started to connect the dots. I'm like, okay, this is the exact same playbook that was played in Zimbabwe that is now being played over here. It's just the divide and conquer narrative. I mean, if you look at it in Russia, you know, they couldn't exploit race because everybody is the same color. But in any country where there is different races, they exploit the racial issue.
If exactly. No, and that's what the CIA has trained to do since it's been controlled by leftists, basically. Since its founding is using sociology, but in Russia, they would play Orthodox off against Catholic. Same thing, Ukraine. They'll take any difference they can to create that control.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we need to do is to transcend that. And that's what I speak about. That's the one of the things that I try to speak about and really zone in on is the race issue. Because I say that, you know, we need to come together as humanity and realize that we have a common enemy. No matter what color you are, whether you're black, whether you're brown, whether you're white, whatever color you are, really we have a common enemy. And it is the people that are trying to destroy prosperity and freedom. People that are trying to destroy the Renaissance that we live in right now. Because when you look at this as a historical context, you look and you see that before America, we lived under a feudal system. Humanity has always lived under a feudal system where you had a tiny group of elites that controlled everything. And then the masses were just poor and lived at the behest and at the service of the tiny rich elite. And then now we live in an enlightened period, but we've always lived in it, so we just take it for granted. And the thing is, the education system has been so dumbed down to where people don't have this with historical context, that we're literally living through the best time in history for humanity, where we have liberty and freedom and have the power to make something of ourselves, where we have a power to go from a poor class to and become successful, something that I did. I came to the United States at 19 with literally $300 in my pocket and a suitcase full of clothes. Within less than a decade, I had a business that was doing seven figures in revenue. I had multiple employees. I graduated with a business degree. You know, I had a good life. And that is something that is very unique to the United States. And
absolutely. It's a place where you can shine, and shine you do. One more segment with Melissa Tate. Please stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I know a leader when I see one, and man, is she smart. Is she on target? Is she wonderful? Melissa Tate, realmelissatate.com, and on Twitter, The Real, the Right Melissa, at The Right Melissa. And of course, her book is somewhere around the office, but I've got a printout here, A Choice. White's checked out there, and it says privilege, choice, privilege. So tell us about your book. Tell us about your worldview on where all this is going. And then you were making those great points about transcending the divide and conquer strategy. But first, tell folks about your book and where people get it.
Okay, so my book is Choice Privilege. It's a play on the words white privilege, but I cross where it says white, and I put in choice. So I basically make the argument that it is the choices that you make in life that really determine your destiny and the quality of your life and not the color of your skin. And that's what I was taught as a child. And basically my mom told me that if you make good choices, you're going to have a good life. If you make bad choices, you're going to have a bad life. And that's the philosophy that I've always lived by. So this idea that, you know, in America, if you're white, that's what gives you privilege. No, it doesn't. My husband is white and he grew up poorer than I did, you know, as a black person in growing up in Zimbabwe. So that idea is completely false. But, you know, the book, it's actually very well cited. So it's not just, I talk a little bit about myself and my history in Zimbabwe, but I actually dig deep into critical race theory and debunk it. You know, so using data and facts and well-cited information as far as, you know, the narrative that is out there that, you know, police are out there gunning down black people and all this stuff that the left puts out there really to create racial division. So the book is very well-cited. It's a great book to give to your family members who, you know, might buy into this Black Lives Matter ideals, Black Lives Matter stuff. You know, I've had people give it to nieces and nephews and they read it, you know, and some people are like, well, I don't want to read it. I'm like, well, you tell your niece that she's racist if she's not going to read a black woman's book. So so it's a good way to wake people up. So I always tell people, you know, grab a few copies, hand it to people because it will wake them up because I talk about the parallels with what happened in Zimbabwe because it's the same playbook that they're playing, in every country. It's really just racing. Divide and conquer.
Frustrating is white people that are leftists use it because it gives them power and control, and it's in the WikiLeaks, it's in the documents, we know they do it. And it's mainly weirdo white academics, but some Asians, some Hispanics, some black, but mainly white people using race for control. Well, no matter how you do it, it truly is racist. It truly is awful just what color somebody is, and it's a fraud. And the opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. talked about that we all embrace is common sense and makes sense at a spiritual and cellular level. You don't judge somebody off of what they look like. You judge off what they produce, what they do. I mean, I go to a restaurant. I don't care what color the people are cooking in. If the food's good, I'm not asking what color's the cook. Or if I'm listening to music, I'm not saying, well, I'm not listening to Jimi Hendrix. He's black. I love Jimi Hendrix. So it's or Beethoven. He's German. I'm not like, what color is this guy? Everybody instinctively gets that. And the left is openly promoting the opposite, saying everything is about what color you are. And now they're dividing us on vaxxed, unvaxxed. And so that's the next big divide and conquer.
Absolutely. And it's not only racist, but it's also very patronizing. It's very patronizing. You know, it's very condescending to a lot of black people like myself. You know, this idea that because I'm black, I'm oppressed. You know, I don't buy into that. You know, I reject
that. You don't look too oppressed to me. You look like you're thriving and kicking ass.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, the left, and this whole thing is really driven by a lot of white liberals who, you know, they look at black people as a pet project. As, you know, they look at black people as pets that they need to save and all. And there's this whole white savior complex that they have. And it's very patronizing, so I do talk about
that. Listen, I'm not a white saver. I want you to save me. I think you, I can see a leader when I see one. I'm counting on you to go out there and wake these people up before we have a race war. So will you save me, please? Seriously.
I will.
Good, I know you will. That's what I'm saying is, exactly, we're all victims. We don't. No, we have power. You have power, and we have even more power together. How about we save each other together?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Alex.
I'm ranting here. It's just so much going on. I want to play you another amazing lady. This is Laura Logan, getting hardcore, major journalist, CIA all the way, her and her husband, but breaking with the system and saying, this is Joseph Mengele, this is tyranny. Here it is.
Judge, if they keep testing for different strains of coronavirus, we're going to be locked down for the rest of our existence. I am, I had cancer. My oncologist is a specialist in bone cancer. And he, you know, every oncologist who deals with bone cancer identifies hundreds of coronaviruses inside of our bones. They've created a problem that can never actually be solved. So they can justify whatever it is they want to do. And if you look around you, everything is falling falling apart. Even the vote audits are going ahead. Durham is moving ahead. Over time, people can see that the vaccines have nothing to do with Trump or left or right. Many black people don't want to get vaccinated. Okay. You cannot justify losing 3,000 to 5,000 Border Patrol agents, 12,000 pilots, you know, for something that has the death rate of flu. And even if this is lethal, Americans have the right under the Constitution to their civil liberties. And they can only be suspended temporarily for it to be lawful.
And she goes on to call in Joseph Mengele. I got attacked for that. Trying to make people take experimental garbage violates the Nuremberg Code. It's the definition of Joseph Mengele.
My goodness, she's absolutely right. And I actually met her in San Antonio that same day I ran into you. She's a great lady.
Oh, wow, she was there and I missed her. This is pure torture. Oh, it was great to meet you.
She was there, yeah.
Wow. So she's really awake now, huh?
She spoke. She got up there and spoke, and she had a very powerful speech. You should go back and watch it. I mean, she's absolutely right. I mean, what we're seeing is absolutely devastating. I cannot believe what's happening. I mean, I used to watch you, Alex, and I used to think, I used to enjoy all your content, but at some point I was like, you know what? Maybe he's going a little bit too far. And now I think you didn't go far enough because witnessing is unbelievable, unbelievable what we're seeing. When you see them forcing a vaccine that we now know is killing a lot of people, causing all these health issues, and then they just gloss over it like it's not even happening. It's like we're living in Twilight Zone. It's absolutely amazing to see what is happening.
Choice privilege. It's totally true. The choices you make is your privilege. It's who you associate with. It's who you're around. And my experience in life is, unless you're talking about globalists who are really evil and a very small percentage of people, is folks want to be around winners and happy people and folks that want to work hard and play hard. They don't give a damn what color you are. And people are just looking for other nice people. And they want us all to only judge each other off our race so that we get in fights with each other so they can control us. It's totally transparent. And I see them pushing all this division as a sign of their weakness. I think when we beat this, we're going to see an amazing coming together of humanity. What do you think in closing?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that what we're seeing right now is just a cornered animal, because I feel like there is a great awakening that's happening. And I actually look back and say what happened with the stolen election was actually providential, because I feel like it's actually what has awakened people and caused people to start being involved on a local level. And actually people starting to not just watch content online and, you know, wring their hands about what's going on, but actually start getting involved. And that's what we need to do. So in closing, I'd like to say that everybody needs to figure out what they need to be doing in this fight. You know, this is no longer a spectator sport. We can't just watch and listen and see what's happening and do nothing about it. And it's encouraging to see that a lot of people are now starting to stand up, because you see a lot of mothers going to school boards. You see people are running on a local level. Right now, the left is panicking because, you know, the precinct level positions are being filled by MAGA people. So we need more of that. And that's how we're going to solve this issue, is we can't just wait for politicians. We have to start being involved in education, in media, in entertainment, in all these spheres of influence that we have allowed the left to completely take over, because this is
Melissa Tate, right. I totally agree. Amazing job. The book, Choice Privilege. God bless you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
In a moment, we're going to play a Paul Joseph Watson report, and then this clip. Commie teacher brags she's indoctrinating students to turn leftist. And it's not even the shapes of their bodies. The ugliness shines out of communists and devil worshipers. You know, I didn't know that Laura Logan was at that event that I was at with General Flynn, because I just popped in and out for about 5 hours. And it looks like I'm going to the next event next week in Dallas. Not this weekend, but the week after. They've asked me to go speak there. But women that are awake and that care, I mean, they're just like 10 times more beautiful. I mean, it's just shining. Laura Logan and Melissa Tate that we just had on. And that's not me coming on to these women. It's like looking at like a beautiful sunset or something. It's like, wow, it's radiating. And then you just see the people promoting evil. They look like demons. Even if they physically have a nice look, it just there's something about them. Now, it makes me feel good, you know, to talk to somebody like Melissa Tate, who's so loving and smart, and it gives me hope. Because there's something so good about loving smart women like my daughters. They're the whole future. They just give you hope. They're the goddess. And it's what the system is attacking. It claims all day it cares about women. It can't stand them. The big biomedical labs want to take over women. They want humans grown in tanks. They hate women. Their whole system is against women. Though somebody else claimed he was for women. His name was Hitler. He absolutely hated women as well. And when you talk about Germany, my mom's dad was super smart, my grandfather. And he was German, you know, immigrant families to Texas, but that side of the family was very German. And growing up in Dallas, and that family was wealthy and was in with the rich German community there in Hyde Park and other areas up in Dallas. And he just told me everything when I was a little kid. I didn't roll my eyes, but he told me there'll be a European Union and Germany will take over the European Union and then out of the European Union, they're going to take over. And it wasn't the Germans that are going to do it. It's that empire, those elite families, the same ones. The House of Windsor is that German family. So when you think of the UK and the British Empire, and then you think of Germany, it's the same thing. That was just cousins fighting with each other in World War I and World War II. The Russian czars were first cousins with the German Saxe-Coburg-Gothas and the King of England. In fact, type in the last czar with the British king. There's photos of them in 1910, 1915, and you can't tell the two men apart. They're like a breed of dogs, so inbred that they look identical. They couldn't be told apart if they weren't wearing different uniforms. The King of England and the Tsar. Type in photos of the last Tsar with the King of England. You'll see the photos. And the reason I raise that is, when you see the European Union, that's a Nazi project. I mean, that's who created that. And when you see what they're doing, it's not, oh, Nazis want to kill the Jews. Yeah, there's a great example for TV viewers. That's just a little side issue for them. They want control over everything. And they don't think white people deserve to live either. They are super out of control elitists. Look at how they're always trying to kill their other cousins. Their cousins ran Russia. Their cousins ran Europe. And then what did the big group that had gotten control of England in the 1700s? We were fighting King George III. In 1776, he was the third German king of England. He was not British. But that part doesn't matter. What I'm getting at is, this is the group. You want to know who runs the New World Order? Put them back on screen. King of England with the Tsar. That's who runs things. You want to know who's in charge? Those guys, right there. They run it all. And when you look at Prince Charles saying he wants to kill everybody in world government, that's where he comes from, folks. And they cannot help it. They want power over everybody. And they do not like big crowds of people. They want to kill. And I guess their instincts have got them where they are. I mean, they're in charge of the planet. But notice they killed their own people. Think about once the globalists get full control, they're just going to keep killing each other forever. They're never going to stop. They admit that in their own literature. They say there'll only be one of them left at the end. Why would you let people like this run things? So Paul Watson did a video. It's on Infowars.com and Band of Video. It's Germany has fallen. You're living in historic times. This is a globalist takeover. This is real. And everything you're seeing with the UN and the EU and the New World Order and all of this is their takeover of the planet to depopulate you. Hitler was just a research project. He was the beta test. This is the big one. Here it is.
Germany has today become the next domino to fall. The unvaccinated will be banned from shops and every other area of society besides essential services. That means that the government is graciously still allowing them to buy food, at least for now. And that's basically it. So long as they properly segregate themselves from other vaxxed shoppers. Yeah, that's an actual supermarket in Germany. But they are banned from bars. bars, restaurants, cinemas, all lifestyle, all culture, basically everything else. They've even told the unjabbed they're only allowed a maximum of 2 people inside their own homes over Christmas. No jab, no life. And pretty soon, no jab, no job, as authorities announced they'd make the vaccine mandatory by February. And for those who still refuse, well, it'll probably be the same as in Austria, but don't worry, they're not going to forcibly drag you off to a vaccination centre. They're just going to forcibly drag you off to a detention centre until you get vaccinated. See, they're nice, reasonable people. Before the vax was available, Germany was already incarcerating rule breakers in detention camps. Such facilities are really going to come in handy. Germany using emergency powers to segregate, stigmatize, persecute, and ultimately imprison an oppressed minority. What could possibly go wrong? I think I remember reading about something similar happening at some point in history. Can't for the life of me remember when. Germany and authoritarianism. Name a more iconic duo. The upcoming compulsory vaccination is the biggest political breach of promise in the history of the Federal Republic of Germany, says the former editor-in-chief of Bild. This is Angela Merkel's parting gift to her countrymen. Thanks, Angela. Life in Germany is already almost intolerable, even for the fully vaxxed. Getting a haircut in Germany is now worse than going through airport security.
Guten Tag, Betriebsamt Hamburg-Mitte, das Gesundheitsamt. Ich bin einmal eine Kontrolle durch im Rahmen der Einwilligungsverordnung. Perfekt. Haben Sie sich alle hier registriert mit den Kontaktdaten?
Bei Friseuren gilt optional noch das 3G-Zugangsmodell. Das heißt, es dürfen sich nur geimpfte, genesene oder getestete Personen im Laden aufhalten. Eine digitale Nachverfolgung gibt es hier nicht. Die Kontaktdaten werden schriftlich erfasst.
States in Germany have of course been imposing similar 2G powers for months. And it's been such a rip-roaring success that Germany just reported its highest corona death toll in 9 months. Virtually every other country currently experiencing a COVID wave in Europe is also implementing...
All right, see the full report. See the full report at Infowars.com. Yes, the more vax, the more debt, the more sickness in it. My grandparents moved to Austin. They lived in Hyde Park when I was a kid. They lived in Highland Park when he was growing up in Dallas. But my point is that this is just what he was told by all these people at the time. There's a lot of rich Germans living in Dallas at that time, and we're just talking about all these plans pre-Hitler, ladies and gentlemen. But it doesn't matter what my grandfather told me when I was 10 years old. You're now seeing it all happen right now in front of you. You're now witnessing every damn bit of it. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And we're going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news in the third hour. In fact, it'll just be an open free-for-all. First-time callers, long-time callers, you agree, you disagree. I want to hear from you. We'll get the number out. Start up the next hour. Hell, let's just do it now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877. Alex, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Please don't forget, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, ends Sunday. It will end Sunday. Double Patriot points, free shipping, 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off Turbo Force, 40% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Prostaguard. It all ends. Sunday is the last day, and your purchases fund our operations. T-shirts are also being sold at cost. Get it out while you still can. And the new Super Whitening Coral Calcium Toothpaste is in stock, as well as the Concentrated Charcoal Toothpaste.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch